I just found Jacob on our Neighborhood Voices page, and a little hard to see him in this picture, but he's there playing with Evan Fuhrer, and that was from a long time ago, but let's turn to today. We'll talk with Jacob after his first song and get to know him a little bit. It's our pleasure. Jacob's a local singer and songwriter. We'll chat a bit more, as I said. Here he is, Jacob Klein.
I can really feel you pulling on tonight. A flicker of memory starts to color my mind. I sleep with one regret on this oddly cold night. I miss you in my arms. I miss your hair and my t-shirts. But I won't explain, don't want you to understand. I'm losing faith and I've got confessions to make. I don't expect you to have the answers, but I need you now, 'cause I don't know where to go. You're my moon, my gravity. Buzz around the gas lamp light. I'm a stranger in the city night, staring blankly at the neon signs. I could have sworn I heard you say, I thought I saw you walk the other way. But I need you now, 'cause I don't know where to go. You're my moon, my gravity. You keep me grounded. La da 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 da. Miles away, I'm drifting away from you. Miles away from my rain along my car, the static breaking up the words to your favorite song. This moment it brings me round. I can feel you pull on me now. I feel you, I feel you, I feel you. And I don't expect have the answers, but I need you now, 'cause I don't know where to go. You're my moon, my gravity.
Jacob Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. I was just looking a bit at your website, and I'm glad you have included some lyrics, and because I always encourage people to include lyrics, and not many people do. I'm not sure why. It might be that they're more into the music, and you're an artist who doesn't necessarily need to, because you sing so well. You're really a good singer.
Thank you.
And it's clear. I guess I like songs that tell stories and that have poetry within them. And sometimes they're presented, you can't really, the words are almost hard to pick up. When did you start writing? You must have been pretty young, since.
Well, I remember sitting in elementary or middle school And when I was supposed to be taking notes, I was drawing like dinosaurs and writing little like phrases and pretty much doing everything except what I was supposed to be doing. And yeah, I think people sometimes there's a vulnerability in just putting the words out there by themselves.
Yeah.
When it's not accompanied with music, you know, it's just such a different thing. But I like it too. I like, I think you gain a perspective when you just look at the words on a piece of paper or on a screen and you just see them bare. I like that vulnerability. That's kind of part of my songwriting process.
Yeah, I can remember, you know, when vinyl was the medium for music as opposed to a medium for music. And just about every album had lyrics, and reading the lyrics, sometimes before even listening to the album, just to get a sense of them, or reading them along with the album.
Listening. Yeah,
yes,
totally.
Listening. And,
it's a special experience.
Absolutely. So where'd you grow up?
North of the city. I was born actually in Tacoma, Washington, but I don't remember anything about it because we moved over to Pittsburgh when I was pretty young. I want to say a couple years old. So I grew up in the Wexford area and met Evan and Swickley, and we worked on the Crossing Boundaries project for a while we were young, and have always just had a passion for the city. I've always loved exploring the city, playing in the city. There's always been just such a supportive community here, and just seeing it grow over even the last couple years and still remain true to that the roots it has, you know, in this community, has just been a really cool experience. So I'm really glad I'm here.
Well, that's great. The song what was the name of the song you opened with?
Yeah, I just played, it's called Moon Song.
And, well, I'm just going to ask you, is in your songs, is there a lot of personal experience in them, or are they, I really don't like to ask questions like that, but that song was just so so much at a gut level that it seems like it had to have been.
I didn't make that one up.
Okay. I generally, there's two questions all of us never ask, and one is like, you know, is there somebody you patterned yourself after? Because I don't think, I would like to think you patterned yourself after yourself, not somebody else.
Right.
But also that particular question. But that song was just so, just like you sort of sliced yourself open and, and let your heart pour out.
Totally.
And, just a beautiful song.
Thank
does
you.
That go back a ways?
No, unfortunately. that was maybe within the last 2 years I had that real life story experience. It's something I tried to do, and I appreciate you saying that it was that you could feel it, because I tried to incorporate some descriptive language. I've been reading a lot of beat poetry, like Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac and Burroughs. And the way that they kind of will pick random little bits, they don't paint too much of the picture. They take little bits, and the rest you kind of create on your own, but they create those essential bits. And I tried in a couple of the verse lyrics to incorporate some of those little descriptors, and then obviously the actual story, the heartbreak story, was very real. And that chorus, you know, you're my moon, you're my gravity, that kind of longing to get someone back, feeling like you've drifted too far.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, too, to put in those stepping stones or posts and let people interpolate in between them so they connect more as you're listening. And the beat poets were terrific at doing that. Have you read On the Road? Have you made it
through? Man, that's my Bible.
It's a great book. You probably know this, maybe not, but the manuscript for On the Road, do you know
the
what
original
that looks like?
Oh, yeah, the 47 or whatever foot long piece of paper.
The scroll that just kept
going. He took a bunch of Benzedrine and just like wrote it for days straight. And
it's a great, it's been a while since I might need to reread that book. I can't remember the circumstances when I read it last. I've been thinking, it's not a beat book, but Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance.
I've heard a lot about that.
And the author, Robert Piersig, just passed away, but only because it's another cross-country book, I always think. And in fact, I read On the Road and Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance and two or three other books that were written with cross-country drives as the storyline for the books, and it was neat to read all of those. Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance is, in my opinion, a tough read. It took me, I think I had 6 or 7 false starts before finally made it through. Once I made it through, I really liked it. I can still remember vividly passages from it, but it took. That's what's nice when you're talking about school and drawing dinosaurs. when you're an adult, you can start to read a book and decide, no,
not right now.
Not right now.
Yeah, totally.
And you won't fail the test.
Right.
you won't have to pretend you read it when discussion comes up.
Totally. And you get more out of it when you're like fully engaged, when you want to keep reading it too.
Yeah. I remember when I first learned that, like, I don't have to finish this book.
Right. You know? You figure that out. I actually don't have to do this.
It's nice to have you with us today. Jacob Clyde is who you're listening to now. And what would you like to do next?
I'm going to do a song called Memories.
Great.
It's kind of about looking back on things.
Been a long, long time since I've looked back. Something about these memories makes me feel sad. Maybe it's the loss of innocence, or all my friends who have come to pass. Maybe this world has hardened me to love. I wish it was summertime all year round. I wish that the sun would shine and my girl wasn't leaving town. But change is good for the soul, at least that's what I'm told. And no one makes it out alone. The purple sunset, the city skyline, her hand on my heart, the way stars shine. Call me a lost cause, we've made it this far. Call me a lost cause, but deep in my heart, I wish it was summertime. I wish it was summertime. Smoke all night to keep the ghosts at bay. A dream that things hadn't ended up this way. Remember on that autumn night, underneath the pale moonlight, we made a vow to leave this all behind. I wish it was summertime all year round. I wish that the sun would shine and my girl wasn't leaving town. Change is good for the soul, at least that's what I'm told. And no one makes it out alone. Oh, the purple sunset, the city skyline, her hand on shine. Call me a lost cause, we've made it this far. Call me a lost cause, 'cause deep in my heart, I wish it was summertime. I wish it was summertime. I wish it was summertime. I wish it was summertime.
Jacob Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. Nobody gets out alone. I like that. I like that line a lot, and I'm sure it's probably not surprising. Most people are probably expecting alive instead of alone, right?
Yeah,
nobody
right.
gets out alive, and alone is a really great sentiment as you think about it. Have you recorded much? Can anybody buy your stuff?
I'm working on a record right now that should be out in the fall. I have some demos on SoundCloud and on my website at jacobaklein.com, but this material will be out hopefully in the fall. And I just started playing out with a full band. We'll be playing Deutschtown Festival here in the North Side and playing out some more in the fall as well.
Fantastic. Do you know your dates offhand for Deutschtown?
Yeah, we're on the 15th. The festival is the 14th and the 15th. And we're playing on the 15th at the Wiggle Whiskey Barrel House here in the North Side, probably around 6 o'clock.
Great. That's if you haven't gone to Deutschtown, it's become – Ben Soltes has done an amazing job creating a festival along with a host of other people he would want me to say, but a great music festival taking place the 14th and 15th of July, mm-hmm. if my memory is correct. I'm curious about your piano playing. Did you play sort of as a kid growing up? Were you given piano lessons, or how did you develop the style that you play in now?
It's actually it's a pretty new thing for me. I was mostly a guitar player and wrote mostly on guitar for most of my life. And just this group of songs in the last 2 or 3 years, I started really challenging myself to write on piano. But I did take some lessons when I was younger, and that really helped because it was kind of like you're talking about with the reading thing. Like when I was taking the lessons, I was kind of a bratty kid, and I was just like, I don't want to practice. I don't want to do this. And but I had all this material and all this background, and now that I actually really want to be a better keys player and write more on the piano and explore it, I have all that to kind of explore on my own, all that information I got from lessons. And I just think it's a really beautiful, expressive instrument, and it's also very linear and really easy to like understand for me.
Yeah, and not that you're here for us to analyze you, but
totally.
But actually, you commented before about lyrics and using words to let others interpolate in between words, kind of in a beat sort of fashion. As you play piano, particularly in that song, the chords and static moments or mm-hmm. discrete moments of what you're playing allowed you to sing in between those and sort of create within that framework, which is pretty cool to,
thank you.
To listen
yeah.
to. Jacob Klein is who is here, jacobaklein.com is how you can learn more about his music. You can see him at the Deutschtown Festival, as just mentioned. What's your band like? What do you add? What instruments do you add?
It's pretty straightforward. I have my friend Nick Baxter on drums, Wayne Smith on guitar, and Dan Bozek on bass. And then I play mostly keys and I sing. So we'll be keeping it simple, bringing the rock.
Yeah, it'd be nice. A nice sound. I can hear that in my head, what that might sound like.
Excellent.
So you've got another original to do next. What's it called?
This is called Feel So Right, so I'm going to try and cheer you guys up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's now the sunshine and roses portion of the show.
Good cop, bad cop. Searching for some meaning in this world, trying to run away from all my troubles, but everywhere I arrive, I find the baggage that I tried to leave behind. When will I recognize the truth, finally rise above and come to terms with my youth? We hold on for so long. I want pleasure, I want pain, I want to feel what it's like to be human again. I want to live and die free. I want these moments to rest in eternity. Whenever I'm with you, yeah, it feels
just can't explain. Whenever I'm with you, it feels so right. You make me feel some kind of way. If I listened to the voice inside my head, maybe then I wouldn't be burning down bridges and tearing down walls to turn around and want to build them back up. It feels like so much has changed, but I feel just the same. The truth is that I'm not even sure what I'm thinking these days. Whenever I'm with you, it feels so right. I just can't explain. You make me feel some kind of way, oh, oh, yeah, oh, 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 oh. Ooh, ooh, inside my car, this empty parking lot is all I've got. I'm wondering how we made it this far. After all, we're just a spark in the dark. We're just a spark in the dark. You make me feel some kind of way. You make me feel some kind of way. You make me feel some kind of, some kind of, some kind of way.
Jacob Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're a great writer. Have you? Are you writing things that are not destined for songs? Are you writing poetry or prose or anything?
That's a goal of mine at some point to put out some poetry or prose. But usually my best ideas that I write down for poetry or prose, then I'm like, this has to be a song.
Is it typically words coming first and then putting them to music for you?
It's pretty different every single time, but these days I like to have a preconceived theme or idea or a hook or kind of a core of a story first. I used to kind of just Beatles approach, just throw stuff in the air and make sense of it after the fact and tie it together and kind of do kooky fun phrases. And I'm really in a place now where I want to tell specific stories and convey specific emotions. And so it helps to have a story, but it's pretty different every time. Like sometimes I'll just sit down at the piano and just play and then a story will come to me, but that's rare.
Yeah. And I get one reason I asked is hearing some of the internal rhymes like spark in the dark, mm-hmm. It's like, where does that come from? How does that find its way into what you're doing? And I imagine as you're, even if you're writing lyrics first, as you play and noodle around with it, both the lyrics are going to get refined as you go, as mm-hmm. well as the music. Do you find it hard to let go of songs after or hard to call them done?
Definitely. I think that's something a lot of artists struggle with, whether it's making a film or writing a book or writing a song or a painting. I think that's just like, I actually think that's a skill, is being able to just say, I'm going to let go now and I'm going to move on. And that's something I'd actually just recently really learned and figured out for myself, as I get better results. At least right now, I get better results when I force myself to move on and just do something better tomorrow. Like, okay, that was a good song, I'm going to write something better tomorrow. And then if I don't, I'll come back and finish this. But, I think that's a skill, and I think that's really hard to just say something's finished.
I agree. I probably frustrate some people around me. I tend to, I don't really procrastinate, but I will sometimes start certain things late in the process.
Uh-huh.
Because I know if I start them earlier, I will use all of the time
right.
available.
Self-indulge.
So if something has a deadline, to limit my perfectionism, I will start it a little bit later. It's one reason I particularly enjoy being here live. Mm-hmm. I only get one chance to do it. If we were recording this, I would be very tempted to want to refine and go. And there's nothing wrong with doing that, but if you're not careful, it really can end up limiting what you're able to do.
Exactly. It ends up limiting you, which is, that's a good point. I think there's that fine line of perfection, which I think is unattainable. I think it is just that fine line of doing your best work, living up to your full potential, and then letting go and moving on.
Yeah. And it gets tough to develop the discipline. I'm saying that's all I can do with this one. Mm-hmm. I've got to move on. And I think that comes probably with age a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, experience, just doing it over and over again.
Yeah. Jacob Klein is who you are hearing, jacobaklein.com, the website. You can read more about him, read some lyrics and blog posts. And also follow, I don't think he has any gigs posted there right now, but you heard about the one coming up, which is the Deutschtown Music Festival on Sunday of the festival in mid-July, playing around 6 o'clock, I think you mentioned it, at Wiggle Whiskey. Let's see, you've got one more original, if I'm counting right, and
yes.
Then maybe if we should have time for you to do another song after that. So what do you want to do now?
If we have time for both, I might actually do the cover now.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
We definitely have time for both.
Cool. Excellent. This is a song I grew up on, so if you guys want to back me up on this.
You're mad in the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost and what you had and what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Players only love you when they're playing. Keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. Have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Dreams of loneliness like a heartbeat drives you mad. And the stillness of remembering what you had and what you lost.
Stevie Nicks is that's a great song from Rumors, I think, was the album, the Fleetwood Mac album, and that's it's kind of neat to hear you sing that.
Thanks.
I wanted to make sure Stevie wrote that because I could see Marty Ballin singing that song too, and doing a great job. It's been really good to have you here. I know we have one more song. Is there anything else you want to mention that I haven't had a chance to ask you or that you haven't had a chance to say?
No. I mean, I guess the only thing I would add is kind of where we started. I just want to thank you guys for having me. Like, this is such a cool program, and it's a big part of the Pittsburgh community, and the Pittsburgh community is really special because it's very diverse and it has a lot to offer. And I think people are generally here to help each other and to just see each other succeed. And that's a really cool thing in an up and coming city. And it's really great to be back. So thank you guys for having me. Yeah. And
that's a lot of fun. I, you know, I've said this before, but some people, oh my gosh, what do you mean? You have sixth graders talking about environmental interests. You've got, I don't know if you were here for the brothers playing the piano about an hour ago, but these 15 and 17-year-old, the Wang brothers, you know, playing Crossing Hands and playing these remarkable pieces. And people will say, well, how can you do that? And then have Jacob Klein on. But you know what? Most people are, last I checked, nearly all people are human.
Yep, mostly.
Mostly, pretty much. And, you know, there's a broad range of things. It doesn't have to be sometimes I think our market-based economy has kind of convinced us that we all should act as little slivers of a demographic, but that's not the most natural. In fact, I'm not sure it is a natural way to go through life.
And it's not.
Pittsburgh is a nice city because of that range of folks you can have here and kind of a down-to-earth quality, which is good. And you exemplify that really well.
Thank you.
What do you want to finish up with?
This is one of my favorite songs. It's called Beautiful, and it's kind of an ode to specifically women, but really anybody kind of on a similar note of what we were just talking about empowerment and about diversity and about being true to yourself and owning all of that.
Terrific. And this is another song by Jacob Klein.
It is.
And from Jacob Klein. And here he is. Thanks for being with us
today. Thank you so much.
On this world, 'cause baby, you are meant to stay and shine like the light you are. If you only knew that you were somebody else's moon. You wouldn't be thinking about leaving us out in the dark. You're beautiful. I ain't afraid to tell you that. You've got it all. You've just gotta look around. Be devastated if you fell victim to the thought that you're not beautiful. Because, girl, you going numb to the world, you just tune out, let heartache take the reins to the brain. I know that people talk, but walk tall and take it in stride. They just don't see right because you shine so bright. Baby, you're beautiful, yeah. I ain't afraid to tell you that. You've got it all, you've just gotta look around. Be devastated if you fell victim to the thought that you're not beautiful. Because, girl, you are beautiful. Ooh,
Jacob Klein, thank you for being with us.